At Carvana, we're in the business of driving you happy. And with the widest selection of used cars under $20,000, you're bound to find a car that'll put a smile on your face. Carvana gives you control by letting you customize your down and monthly payments. You can browse tens of thousands of cars online to find one within your budget, and you won't get surprised with any bogus fees. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to shop for a vehicle. Carvana, we'll drive you happy. Availability may vary by market.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of At the Rim. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the NBA. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll recap Game 3 of the 2023 NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. So it should be a fun show. I want to start off with my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about the dynamic duo of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray. These two have played together for almost 8 years now, and each season it has just gotten better and better. And when you're talking about a dynamic duo, these two proved to be dynamic in Game 3. Both Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray became the first duo in NBA history to record a 30-point triple-double as the Nuggets went on to beat Miami 109-94. Also, Nikola Jokic in this game finished with another triple-double, 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists, becoming the first player in NBA history to record over 30 points, over 20 rebounds, and over 10 assists in a finals game. So we know what Nikola is going to bring to the table, but man, Jamal Murray, man, what a great story it's been for him so far. For those that have followed Jamal Murray's career for quite a while now, of course, coming up amongst that great talent in Canada and then playing one season at the University of Kentucky and then making a mark in the NBA. And then we had Jamal Murray in the bubble several years ago, and then 2 years ago, that devastating ACL injury. But I tell you one thing, he has bounced back from that and is continuing to just get better and better. And we've seen it with Jamal and we've seen it with Nikola as they both made history again, becoming the first duo in NBA history to each record a 30-point triple-double as the Nuggets beat the Heat 109-94. So, man, the sky is definitely the limit. The sky is definitely not the limit for Nikola and Jamal, because these two have been doing it for quite a while now together, and they're going to continue to do it as the years go on. Remember, Nikola is 28 and Jamal is only 25, so they have a lot of basketball left together, and certainly these two are going to be great for many seasons to come. But again, the dynamic duo of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, they really set the tone for the win in Game 3, as both gentlemen become the first duo in NBA history to each record a 30-point triple-double. My next storyline is going to be Nuggets guard Christian Brown. Christian, a rookie out of the University of Kansas, had some bright moments, had some hit-and-miss moments in this playoff run for the Nuggets, but man, he really was the X factor in Game 3, coming off the bench scoring 15 points. When he checked into the game, the Miami Heat had no answers for him. Christian was doing his thing, shooting the ball, doing his thing on the rebounding side, playing solid defense. Jamal and Nikola, they got theirs, but Christian Braun was really the X factor coming off of the bench and making things happen to give Denver this victory in Game 3. So again, Christian, a rookie out of the University of Kansas, someone that had a decent rookie year, someone that was hit and miss and had his moments in the playoff run thus far, but man, Game 3, he really showed up and showed out coming off of the bench and making a difference for Denver, where the Nuggets, they didn't get much production from Aaron Gordon. They got something from Aaron, but not much. They didn't get anything from Michael Porter Jr. They didn't get anything from Bruce Brown. But the key X factor in sustaining Nikola and Jamal was Christian Brown. And again, Christian scored 15 points as he was one of the key factors in Denver winning Game 3. And for my last storyline is going to be the Miami Heat. So Miami started off strong in the first quarter, and they were able to tie the game up. Matter of fact, the score was tied at 24 at the end of the first quarter. After that, Miami was never able to rebound because Denver was able to take control with Nikola and Jamal doing damage and then Christian coming off the bench. So after that first quarter, the Heat, they fizzled out, and let's just say that fire was extinguished. Jimmy Butler finished the game with 28 points. Bam Adebayo had a double-double with 22 points and 17 rebounds. Jimmy and Bam did what they could do, but other than that, the rest of the team, no production. Caleb Martin, 10 points. Kyle Lowry, Duncan Robinson, 9 points. Gabe Vincent, nowhere to be found, 7 points. Kevin Love, nowhere to be found, 6 points. So Jimmy and Bam were the only ones that contributed, but the other players did not step up. And I know head coach Eric Spoelstra is going to make those necessary changes to get ready for game 4. All right, when we come back from the break, we're going to hear from the winning side, the Denver Nuggets, as Denver again went on to beat Miami in game 3, final score 109-94. That's coming up after the break. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to At the Rim.
Get on top of it before they do. Every 24 minutes, tipped furniture or a falling TV sends an injured child to the emergency room. Preventing tip-over incidents is easy, inexpensive, and only takes 5 minutes. Learn how to secure your furniture and TVs to protect children at anchorit.gov.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, now it's time once again to recap game 3 of the 2023 NBA Finals between the Miami Heat and the Denver Nuggets. So again, the Nuggets would go on to win 109-94. And again, the stories of the game for the Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, both became the first duo in NBA history, NBA Finals history, to record a triple-double. Again, both Jokic and Murray became the first duo in NBA history to record a 30-point triple-double. Nikola finished with 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jamal Murray finished with 34 points, 10 rebounds, 10 assists. Coming off of the bench was Christian Brown with 15 points, and then Aaron Gordon had a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds. So again, Jokic and Murray did their thing. Also, they got help from Christian Brown coming off of the bench. And certainly head coach Michael Malone was very pleased with his team coming into game 3. Again, Coach Malone said at the end of game 2, they needed to make those adjustments coming into game 3, and hey, he did that. He did that times 10, because with what Jokic and Murray did, and of course with Christian Brown coming off of the bench and making a difference. Here's head coach Malone at the end of the game.
I think it's the first time in finals history, or maybe NBA history, that you guys had 30-10 triple-doubles. So that's incredible right there. Regarding Nikola, you know, nothing he does surprises me ever. This guy has shown time and time again that he's built for these moments. He thrives in these moments, the biggest stage, and he did that once again tonight. Jamal, I'm really proud of Jamal. And I could tell, you know, speaking to him yesterday, being around in the last 48 hours, that he was putting a lot of game 2 on him. And it wasn't just him. It was me and every one of our players. It was collective. But that's what champions do. That's what warriors do. They battle back. And I just felt his presence all game long. Forget the stats for a second. I felt Jamal Murray's presence, his energy. And he was here. He was in the moment. And for him and Nikola to do what they did tonight in a game that we needed to regain control and home court advantage of the series was special to watch. But it wasn't just those two. You know, I felt Aaron Gordon, 11, 10, and 5. I felt Michael Porter, 7 boards. And Christian Brown, I have to give Christian a lot of love. I felt his play, what a bad press room, by the way. I felt Christian Brown's play was fantastic. Did not look like a rookie. Aggressive, strong, physical, confident. And his 15 and 4 off the bench in 19 minutes were very, very impactful. So, good win for us, but we did not come down here to get one win. You know, I've been with Nikola for 8 and Jamal for 7 years now. And we've had some pretty good moments, but not in the NBA Finals. And for those guys to make history the way they did tonight, no one's ever done that. I mean, that's what's really neat about it. You get the win. I thought our defense was fantastic tonight. You hold that team to 94 points, 37 from the field, only 11 threes. That really helped us out tonight, the defending and rebounding at a high level. But by far their greatest performance as a duo in their 7 years together. Yeah, I mean, Christian has proved himself all year long, and he was in the rotation to end the season. He's been in the rotation throughout these 18 playoff games now. And if you look around, there's not many rookies playing meaningful minutes in the NBA this time of year. And it speaks to Christian's confidence. It speaks to him being a winner. He's won at every level, high school, college, and now he's in the NBA Finals as a rookie in the NBA. And he just has stayed ready the whole year, mentally, physically, emotionally. That kid never gets too high, never gets too low. Very calm, cool, and collected young man. And I just, tonight, man, I could just feel the confidence kind of oozing out of him. The physical, aggressive drives, making plays for guys against their zone. It was really fun to watch a young man step up like the way Christian did tonight. That Nikola and Jamal Murray are one of the most elite and lethal two-man game combos in the NBA. And we've seen that for 7 years now, and I think it was on full display once again tonight. A lot of guys play with each other. You know, I think those two guys play for each other and off of each other, and they read each other so well. And the best part about it is early in the game, I mean, Jamal was getting blitzed tonight. He had 2 guys on him a lot, and he didn't fight it. I mean, like, I think earlier in the playoffs there were games where he was getting attention and he was trying to make like the home run play maybe at times. But for him tonight to come off, I got 2 guys on me. I'm just going to find Nikola in the pocket or Christian Brown cutting, whatever it may be. So it was really impressive, Jamal's performance. But, yeah, those 2 guys as a two-man combo, they give a lot of people headaches. I felt this is by far our best game in the series, most complete game of the series. And it's not because of the triple-doubles or, to your point, all the individual stats. It's because we held that team to 94 points, 37 from the field, only 11 threes. And to out-rebound somebody by 25 in a finals game, that's a significant number right there. And it wasn't just Nikola's 21. I mean, Aaron gets 10, Jamal gets 10, Michael gets 7, Christian gets 4, 28 assists, 60 in the paint. And the fourth quarter defense, only 31% from the field allowed. So, yes, I loved our energy, our effort, our urgency, our discipline. I felt we were where we needed to be tonight. And we'll have to be even better come Friday evening.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So you heard Denver Nuggets head coach Michael Malone talking about the dynamic duo of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and just what they've brought to the table since they've been in Denver. Well, since Coach Malone has had the pleasure of coaching both of these gentlemen, just talking about what both of their unique playing styles and also just that feat that they achieved, again, becoming the first duo in NBA history to record a 30-point triple-double. Not only did Coach Malone talk about Jamal and Nikola, he also talked about what Christian Braun did coming off of the bench and contributing to the Game 3 victory, and just was saying how proud of the young man that Christian is and what he's continued to do in his development, again, being a rookie coming out of the University of Kansas. And let's stay with the Nuggets for a moment. Speaking of history, one of the men that made history in the victory over the Heat, his Denver Nuggets guard, Jamal Murray, at the end of the game?
That last shot felt good. It was more like throughout the game. You know, I felt like I didn't bring the intensity that the moment called for. And even though I didn't play terrible, I felt like I could have done a lot more. And, you know, most people that have watched the Nuggets play, you know, when I have a game like that, you know, I'm most likely going to bounce back. So just one of those days. I think not just me, but everybody bounced back. Everybody brought the energy. You know, Kay only took four shots, but he was into everybody. You know, Mike was grabbing boards, even though he wasn't making shots. You know, AG, same thing. Ten boards, didn't shoot well. You know, so, or actually shot 50%, but my bad. Yeah, just everybody was just coming to the game and wanted to bring the intensity that we're used to playing with. I thought CB was great. I thought Jeff was great. And everybody was ready to play tonight. Yeah, he knows what to do to stay on the floor. You know, he's solid on defense, shoots the gaps, plays hard. In the right spot, he crashes. He plays solid defense, you know, so he knows the offense will come when he's doing those things. And he's playing with a lot of confidence. We're finding him like he's a five-year vet. You know, he's just playing the game the right way. Every game, even if he makes mistakes, he knows how to bounce back. And I think that's huge for a rookie, especially getting these kind of minutes. And, you know, he's got a lot more game to come, you know, not just in these finals, but, you know, for his career. We're excited to see what he can do. What he does, he makes it look so easy. You know, he grabbed 21 boards. And everybody talking about he can't jump. And he's, you know, he's out there battling everybody. He's physically strong. 30 points. People say he doesn't want to score. He gives you 32. And 10 assists. You know, so it's just he just makes the game look easy throughout the game. And like I said, just free throwing, his touch, his creativity, his no look passes, his IQ. I could go down the line. He's a special player, special player. I'd say it's a trust and a feel. It's the best way for me to put it. It's not really X's and O's. It's just reading the game and trust that the other's going to make the right play. You know, if he throws it to me, he knows and expects what to see from me. And he knows the mood I'm in, the intensity I'm playing with, whether it's low or high, time and score, and vice versa. You know, I know when he's overpassing. I know when he's looking to score. I know when he's the best player on the floor. I know when he's taking a second to get into the game. I think it's just a feel and a trust that we're going to figure it out. And it's a lot of unselfishness. Like I keep bringing that up. It's free flowing. If something's there, we go. If it's not, we don't force it. And you know, he makes tough shots look easy. And he's been doing it for a very long time. And I think the consistency doesn't get talked about enough. I think we got a great team bond. We're very tight. Everybody's comfortable saying something to each other, getting on each other. I told CB at halftime to shoot a gap and get a steal because he had a chance to do it in the first half and he didn't go. And the second half, he went for it. And just the confidence he has to go in the game and gamble like that, you know, seconds after I just told him, you know, like I said, he's gonna grow and he's gonna be a very, very, very solid player in this league. So excited to see him develop his game and gain more confidence, more trust from not just us, the coaching staff as well, and you know, see him grow. You know, if people ask, you know, is a big stage, you can get nervous and stuff. You're supposed to be. That's what makes you care. That's what makes you alive. That's what makes you enjoy these moments. So It's good to feel that, I just kind of get into my little zone, meditate a little bit, and lock back in. Know that this is what I do. This is what I've been doing for my whole life. This is what I've wanted to do my whole life. This is the stage I've been working personally to get to my whole life. So all the butterflies, that's supposed to happen. That shows that you care and that shows that you're excited. I think he does a great job, especially at this stage, just communicating what he's thinking as well, not just picking your brain. But he has, like I said, we've been playing together for 7 years now. And he's got a lot of trust in me and my capability and most of all the energy and intensity that I bring. You know, he's excited for that. So, you know, he knew I wasn't my best in game 2. And he looked forward for me to get it back in game 3. I think it speaks for itself. That speaks for itself, bro. How many times does he have to do that for, you know, you guys to believe in his game or our game or whatever? Like, he's doing it so, making it look so easy, you know, on good shooting, low turnovers, two block shots. He's got great hands, great communication in the pick and rolls and IQ and all that. So, like I said, we're running out of things to say. You know, he makes the game look easy. And like I said, the consistency that he's doing that with, not just the first time in finals that he's put up, he's done that before. And it's fun to play with, fun to watch, and be a part of.
All right, again, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. Jamal Murray, again, making history, become along with Nikola Jokic, becoming the first duo in NBA history to each record a 30-point triple-double. And you heard what Jamal was just talking about. One of the questions he was asked was, does he get nerves? Does he feel butterflies coming into a game? And he said, of course. I mean, that's normal. That's a part of the experience. But he said he wouldn't trade it for anything in the world, because he said this is what he's wanted to do his whole life, play professional basketball and live for these moments and this current moment that he's in, being in the NBA Finals. And he just, again, talked about Christian Brown, how he's continued to develop, and just talking about Christian's development, talking about how Christian has become such Denver Nuggets squad. And he also just talked about the locker room and how each team member, how they have a unique chemistry amongst one another. And he was also just asked about the 7 years that him and Nikola Jokic have been teammates. And he just said that Nikola is just one of the best players he's ever played alongside, a great passer. Also, he talked about Nikola, the energy that they have in terms of how they play together. You say it's just the feel that they have for one another. Some things are just seamless, and certainly this Jokic-Murray combination has been seamless so far in the 7 years that they've played together in Denver. And speaking of the Joker, here he is, two-time league MVP Nikola Jokic at the end of...
I mean, we win. I think it's pretty simple. But he's playing phenomenal. I think the whole playoff, and we're just following him, like I said, and he's really good leader. His energy is amazing, and we are just following. To be honest, I just think it's a win, you know, because if we lose, nobody's gonna even mention. To be honest, I don't care. It's just a stat. I mean, I think it's just respect to each other and relationship over the years and communication. And but it's not just us. I'm always saying, yes, we had a good games, but Christian Brown had amazing game. Bruce had a really good game. Jeff played really well, you know. So AG played really good. So it's not just us. It's a team. And like I said before, even the series started, Denver Nuggets need to beat Miami, not me or Jamal beat whoever is on the other side. We as a group need to beat them. I like he's reading the game really well. You know, he's getting guys involved, and I think he's mature, if it make any sense, and he knows where to find the guys and how to control the game. You know, so. On the first question, I don't know, is it the best or is it, I don't know, we are just trying to win a game right now, so we can think about that later. I mean, I told him, you won us the game, and like you said, he's a winner and he won us the game with energy, with just the focus, the mindset. Even when he make a mistake, it's an aggressive mistake, so you cannot be mad at him. I always say that. So he won us the game, and he was really good tonight. I mean, this is the right time. If you're gonna play your best basketball, I think this is the right time to play your best basketball. But I think you, like you said, the team is really important. Yes, a couple of guys maybe didn't make shots or didn't play well, but there's another guys who can step up and fill that position and be even better. So is this the best basketball that we play? I don't know. As long as we're winning games, I think. I mean, when you lose the game, of course, it's a bad atmosphere or whatever. It's a bad momentum. But maybe help us to refocus and just to be better in the details, I think. But that doesn't mean that we can relax now or whatever. We need to have the same effort because they're going to be even better. So we need to have a same or better focus on effort in the game four. He has a nice house. Yes, he has a nice house. Yes, I mean, Jeff is a 27-year-old veteran. He's a guy who he's so professional. I think all the young guys that come into the league or just if they have an opportunity to talk to him or to see his work ethic and see how he's approaching the game, the practice, the workout, the weightlifting. So he's really professional, and that's why he's so long in the league. And having us in his house, it's a really nice thing of him. And you know, hopefully one time we can come to celebrate a little bit better.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. So a lighthearted moment at the end of the audio that you heard by Nikola Jokic. It was before Game 3. It was actually before Game 3 when, as soon as the Nuggets arrived in Miami, that they had dinner at Jeff Green's house in Miami. And Nikola was just saying that Jeff has a really nice house and just talked about the dinner that they had, and it was a great experience, and Jeff is a very nice and a very gracious host. And in addition to that, Nikola was just also talking about the performance that he had alongside him and Jamal, and just talked about the chemistry that they have on the court. And also Nikola just talked about Christian Braun and just what a great job he did in Game 3 in helping the Nuggets win that game, I should say. And speaking of Christian Braun, let's hear from Christian. And also, let's hear from Aaron Gordon. Here they are at the end of Game 3.
I would say that it's what they do every game. They make the right play. They didn't try to force anything. And, you know, that's what we expect from them, and they make everything easier on us. So that's what they do every game, and they make the right plays, and they didn't force anything.
That's greatness, man. It's greatness. You know, it's a dynamic duo right there. Like CB said, they make the right play. They do what the game is asking for them. They take what the game is giving them. And, you know, that's the type of game that we kind of expect from them. We're a resilient group, and we're a very prideful group. You know, we don't like how we played in Game 2. It was an opportunity to bounce back and, you know, just hold ourselves accountable and play to the standard that we've been playing all year long.
I mean, those guys make it really easy. You know, playing with those guys, like I said, they make the right play every time. And my job is just to be ready when my name's called. So. You know, playing with Nikola, playing with Jamal, you know, whoever it is, just got to be ready for the ball. And, you know, today found me in some pretty easy spots. So just staying ready, and it's the NBA Finals. So if your name's called, you know, you got to be ready.
It's important. You know, when we rebound like that, it's usually a direct correlation to a dub. So we got to keep eating the glass, you know, continue to rebound on both sides of the floor. Man, No, it's rare, you know. He's a very rare rookie, other than myself. You know, I wouldn't be able to think of anybody else. That's a rare rookie right here, man. From day one, he's been on top of it. You know, this is a real winner right here. And I say that because he's always in the right spot. He's in the right place at the right time. And he's been doing that all year. He's been doing that from day one. And nothing changes, you know. He's in the right place at the right time on the biggest stage, and now you guys are getting to see it. I really think it was our execution on defense and offense, but mostly the discipline, the game plan discipline on defense. You know, I think we have far too many breakdowns in Game 2, and I think we had less breakdowns this game.
Yeah, those guys trust me, so I can't really fail if I go out there and play hard. They don't expect much from me as far as the offensive end. They just, you know, expect me to go out there and, you know, give effort on defense, rebound, whatever it is. Try to get extra possession for those guys to score. So they trust me. They put me in the right spots, and all I got to do is, you know, lay a ball in and get a steal. So my job's pretty easy, and those guys made me look pretty good.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Denver Nuggets. And you heard Christian and Aaron talking about the dynamic duo of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray doing what they do best and contributing to the Game 3 victory. And also, Christian was just saying that he was just at the right place at the right time. his number was called, and he had to deliver, and that's what he did. He delivered in game three. And Aaron Gordon just talking about not just talking about with Jamal and Nikola, but also talking about the performance of rookie Christian Brown and just talking about what he brings to the table. You know, no matter the situation, he's always at the right place, and he's there to make a play or make the plays necessary for them to win the game. And that's what Christian did, helping Denver win game three, 109-94. All right, let's move ahead now to the other side of the bench, or the other side of the court, I should say, on the losing side for the Miami Heat. Here's head coach Eric Spoelstra at the end of game three.
Yeah, it's a great duo. You know, their games really complement each other. You have one guy that's, really can score in a lot of different ways. Another guy who's setting great screens or handoffs. And then if the ball gets back to him, he can get a bunch of people involved. And certainly at the beginning of the game, that kind of set the tone. But then from there, we lost a lot of physical 50-50 or ball in the air, ball on the floor battles throughout the course of the game. At key moments, when the moments could have been swing moments, they were coming up with those plays. You have to expect that, not losing the battles. You have to expect there to be elite talent in the finals. And both those guys are elite-level talent. At our best version, we've find ways to overcome that, make it tough on them, and then certainly not lose the overwhelming majority of those physical battles, the 50-50 battles, ball in the air, ball on the floor battles. And that made it too much to overcome. You know, the dynamic of those two, but also getting all the extra, you know, effort points.
Yes.
I would think so. They probably felt the same way, you know, coming off their loss, that the extra day, you know, whatever they our guys are built to compete, built to get out there, that cadence of playing every 48 hours. Yeah, I mean, we'll get to work tomorrow for sure. But our guys, they want to get out there and compete and have a better showing, you know, for sure.
All right, the audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. And you heard Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra just disappointed in the performance of his team. However, he talked about the duo of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and the challenges that they bring in terms of the defensive side and trying to challenge them and trying to make them miss shots. He just talked about their outstanding performance in game three, and he also talked about the adjustments that need to be made in for game four, such as being more aggressive on the defensive and the rebounding side. And he also talked about putting up a much better effort and giving the fans in Miami a better showing for game four. And speaking of someone, or should I say some people that want to show a better effort for game four, Miami Heat players Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo. Here's Jimmy and Bam at the end of the game.
We feel great. We didn't play our best tonight. I feel like we just got to come out with more energy and effort, and that's correctable. That's on us as a group. No X's and O's can fix that. So, you know, come out, dive on the floor, get loose balls, get defensive rebounds, and maybe it would have been a different game.
Jokic can pass, and, you know, Jamal is looking to score. I feel like that's what makes it so dynamic.
I don't know. I can't answer that. Maybe, you know, we're at home. We think we did something. I don't know. It just can't happen. It won't happen again. And it starts with myself. I got to lock in on a defensive end. I got to go up and get loose balls. So I think if I start playing and doing that, then everybody else has to follow suit.
All five guys get back. I feel like that eliminates the transition. Everybody get back, low to the ball, and then you figure it out from there. I mean, I'm in a game, so I'm not really focused on fans leaving. I'm really focused on can we get a stop, can we score, and then see if we can come back in this game with 50 seconds left.
All right, that audio courtesy of the NBA and the Miami Heat. So you heard Jimmy Butler at the beginning of the soundbite just talking about not putting up a great effort, and they have to get it right and get better for game four, and talking about just being more aggressive on the defensive and the rebounding side. And also Bam Adebayo was just talking about Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, specifically talking about the challenge of defending Nikola Jokic and just saying what a great passer he is. And then also Bam was asked briefly about fans that were leaving. Actually, if you watched the television broadcast of game three between the Nuggets and the Heat, with about under 2 minutes left in the game, Miami actually had a chance to come back in this contest, and fans had started leaving right under 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And Bam was just saying that he wasn't paying much attention to that because he was locked in and he was concentrated on very focused on the game. And then at the end of the soundbite, Jimmy was just saying there was no excuse and they've got to get it right and get better for game four. But in the meantime, game three is a wrap. Final score in the 2023 NBA Finals for game three, the Denver Nuggets 109, the Miami Heat 94. So again, for the Denver Nuggets, the duo of Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray becoming the first duo in NBA history to each record a 30-point triple-double. Nikola had 32 points, 21 rebounds, and 10 assists. Jamal Murray finished with 34 points, 10 rebounds, and 10 assists. Aaron Gordon had a double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds, and Christian Braun finished with 15 points. And on the losing end for the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler finished with 28 points. Bam Adebayo had a double-double with 22 points and 17 rebounds. So now that sets the stage for Game 4, as Denver now has a 2-1 lead in the series in the 2023 NBA Finals. All right, before we get on out of here, the Phoenix Suns have waived point guard Chris Paul. That's right. The Phoenix Suns have decided to waive Chris Paul and part ways with him. This is an interesting situation because this comes just a day after the Suns formally introduced head coach Frank Vogel, and now Phoenix continuing to make changes and they decide to waive the future Hall of Fame point guard. It's going to be interesting to where CP3 lands next. Does he land maybe in L.A., become a part of the Lake Show with one of his best friends, LeBron James? Interesting scenario right there. We have to pay attention to that. But in the meantime, Chris Paul, point guard, was waived by the Phoenix Suns. Very interesting move right there. And that's going to do it for this edition of At the Rim. Until next time, everybody, I'm Ed Robinson saying so long, and you take care.